You are listening to sermons from Bethesda Lutheran Church. This Sunday was August the 25th, and Pastor Sarah preached from Ephesians chapter 4.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended for above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of the Lord. Okay, so a couple years ago, I can't remember, I was trying to talk to Evelyn and I couldn't remember if it was Bible school or Sunday school, but the kids used to sing a song. You ready for me to sing? It went something like this. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low. Oh, do you know this? Some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, thank you. I wasn't really looking for clapping, but I appreciate that. That makes my day. That song kind of reminds me of that cliche that the Bible never says make a beautiful noise, just a joyful one, right? Which for the longest time I really thought was this really sweet little saying, subtly placating those who couldn't sing, that it's okay for you to open your mouths. That is until I lost my own voice about a year ago. You guys have never actually heard me sing because I didn't have it when I got here. I haven't been able to really sing since. Now, I've never really been, I hate that light. I hate it. Now, I've never really been, I'm sorry, video. I've never really been a really good singer by any means, not as good as Steve or Tom, or not that I'm comparing myself, I just haven't. I was kind of your run-of-the-mill kind of singer, I'm not gonna kill you kind of voice. Although someone once told me that I sounded like an angel with one song that I sang, and that really had me hooked. I sang that song over and over and over again. It was the Magnificat, which you're only supposed to sing at Christmas, but I like brought that out at 4th of July and whatever. So, but then this vocal cord thing happened, and as much as I practice, and Kermit, we still need to keep practicing, I couldn't, for the longest time, I couldn't even make myself make a noise. So like I'd stand up here in the front pew and I'd rock back and forth and open my mouth saying watermelon, because that's what you're supposed to say when you're supposed to pretend like you're singing, so that you guys would think I was singing, but I wasn't. That was a big long ramble. But a few months ago, I had had enough of not singing. And so I put forth my best effort, and I made a sound so far from an angel, it was absolutely ridiculous. And really, when I sing, it sounds more like croaking. It really does. And my pew mates can attest to that. Just shake your heads, guys. But I'm pretty sure that even if you guys care about how horrible I sound and need earplugs, God does not. All that rambling led to that. God does not care. I don't think God necessarily hears our individual voices, but God only hears the fullness of the choir. That really was the point of that whole long page. Remember what Steve said a couple weeks ago. You are God's child. When someone asks you, who are you? What are you supposed to say? I am a child of God, right? That is where my first identity, the first thing that should come to my head comes. It doesn't, but it should. That's why you keep coming back here. And then Pastor Tom said last week, you're not an only child, but you have a world full of siblings out there, right? Now I say to you, that's what Paul says in his book. Now I say to you, so I'm going to say, now I say to you, you have a whole lot of siblings, and your job is to work together as one. All of you to work together as one. Because you're not just a beautiful sounding choir with individual voices blending in harmony, but you are literally the body of Christ in the world. The body of Christ in the world. You are all together the living, moving, breathing body of Jesus. And each one of you are needed. I'm serious about this, joking aside. Each one of you are needed, whether you're croaky or not, because each one of you have gifts that the body of Christ needs. My gift happens to be able to ramble in front of you for a few minutes. Irma and Glenda's gift is the ability to organize this crazy large garage sale, right? Lon's gift is the ability to remember everybody's name and make them feel welcome. Heidi's gift is the ability to corral wild little kids into some awesome game and capture the flag, right? Okay, and then there's your gift. I thought about making you talk to each other, but I'm not going to. But you each have a gift. And don't try to tell me that you don't, because you just start going, no, I really don't have one, right? I'm just this little old person with nothing to share. I can't do as much as I used to do. That's not true. Each one of you has a gift, and your gift belongs right here. It really does, right here. And you are part of this crazy body of Jesus, and it needs you. I feel like an advertisement, right? We need you, but it's true. You, your gifts, your wonderful creativity, or your sarcasm, or your humor, or your engineering skills, or your nurturing presence, or your prayerful spirit, or your crying presence, is what we need in this place. Because when used together with everyone else's gifts, this body starts to move. We need everyone from infant to 100. That's what makes this body of Christ so spectacular, because it is never done, and it never stops moving, and it is always changing and always growing. And we have our own unique gifts, and then we figure out how to connect them as one body right here and right now. How to love together as one body so that toes aren't squashed and fingers aren't broken. And what better way to nourish and love a body than to feed it, right? And not some icky junk food that makes it slow and cranky, but soul food that strengthens it and gives it the energy it needs to grow and live in the world. So, you individual gift bearers who make up the body of Jesus, this is, listen to me right now, because you are, I know some of you actually weren't, dang it. Listen to me right now. You are officially invited to our new thing called Living Water Wednesdays. Living Water Wednesdays, which is not a place to give you one more thing to do on your to-do list, but it's a place where you will be fed, where you will be reminded that you need not croak alone in the corner, but you have an entire body who will sing alongside you. At Living Water Wednesdays, your physical body will be nourished with a meal, while the body of Christ is strengthened through prayer and conversation and study and fun. And there are more details to be given, and you'll get those in the newsletter and bulletins and whatever to come. But we want you to know that you need not journey alone. That life sometimes simply gets difficult or lonely, or you get angry or tired, and you need to feel a part of something greater. So now you not only have Sundays to be reminded, but Wednesdays too. And you can remember that you don't have to have it all. That sometimes what you need is found in the gifts of the person next to you. Sometimes what you need is found in this very beautiful body that gathers around you. And at Living Water Wednesdays, you will find what you need. You'll find Jesus in the face of your siblings. So, my dear critters, you all have a place, varying gifts that make this body move. So if you have a voice, use it. If you can help people feel welcome, do it. If you can organize, then organize. If you pray, then pray often. If you're confused and unsure, then hang out in the body. And we'll dance with you until you find your rhythm. But be assured, this is where you belong. And together, we will live in this world as the most beautifully woven, undeniably awesome body of Jesus. Amen.